Hi, everybody. The Complex PTSD guy here. I'll start out by saying I'm not a doctor or psychiatrist. I'm just a guy living with complex PTSD, and I'm sharing my own ideas, experiences, and opinions on this podcast. I wanted to talk a little bit more about confidence and how it's a much, much bigger, significant aspect of getting better, or maybe trying to survive in the world, especially when you have complex PTSD. And the reason I point this out, it relates to that class that I took a couple days ago, where I learned that people with PTSD there's like a part of their actual brain that, and particularly if you're a kid or a teenager and you're growing up and your brain is developing, when you're going through trauma and there's that feeling of helplessness, our brains actually don't activate a part of the brain that says you have power over this stressor. You have power over this. You have control. This isn't something to stress out about. So we just feel fear. We feel like under attack, or we feel there's no helping it. We feel helpless. And that leads to, like I said before, hopelessness. And for a lot of people, complex PTSD, it leads to massive low self-esteem. Like if you can't handle this and it just goes on and on and on, then you're not feeling sure of yourself or your abilities, right? And so confidence means feeling sure of yourself and your abilities. That's what confidence means. And not in an arrogant way, but in a realistic, secure way. So that's one of the definitions of how you could think of confidence if you look it up online. Another one, if you Google confidence definition, it says the feeling or belief that one can rely on someone or something. And that would also entail ourselves. A feeling of self-assurance arising from one's own appreciation of one's own abilities or qualities. So again, if your brain is literally not activating, saying that you can handle the stressor, and it's just saying you're helpless, right? There's nothing you can do. That's massively going to hurt your self-esteem, right? And I told you, just I would say in the last, I don't know, few weeks or month, I've finally been building my resilience to certain aspects that had to do with low self-esteem, my own low self-esteem, which again, I didn't know I struggled with until recently. And I knew I struggled with depression and hopelessness and horrible thoughts about the world and all these other things, isolating, that would lead to isolating. But I didn't know that I actually struggled with low self-esteem, right? And I think in a lot of ways we can fool ourselves into thinking we have more self-esteem than we actually do. But confidence is a very specific thing. So, you know, just because I host a podcast and I'm sharing information with you, that didn't necessarily meant that I was confident, right? That just meant that I felt comfortable sharing things with you guys. Confidence is different. Like I said, it's the feeling sure of yourself and your abilities, and not in an arrogant way, but in a realistic, secure way. The feeling of self-assurance arising from one's appreciation. I've told you guys over and over and over again, you know, my triggers are feelings of incompetence, right? So if something triggers that, that's a sign of an issue of confidence. And if things aren't making sense, it would be a trigger. Well, if I'm confident, you know, it wouldn't be as triggering. So I think that I'll probably always have my triggers. So I want to point that out. I think that they'll always be there, but they might not be as heavy because I'm building resilience. And that's the important part here. So whenever, you know, I've heard therapists debate this, can some people outgrow their PTSD or their complex PTSD? I've heard some say yes and some say no. I think all we can really do, me personally, I think all we can really do is build our resilience, and some things still might trigger us. But confidence is a huge part of this. It's huge. And one thing that sparked my interest just in the last 20 minutes, I was listening to the radio and there was some political, it was a political channel. And I remember this would be a situation where the guys talking on the radio about politics, you know, they're all pretty much biased. They all have one jaded view or the other. In a lot of ways, that would have been an area that could be a trigger, because they might say things or do things in a certain way that could be obnoxious. And it could be a trigger for me of, why are they doing it? Why are they doing it this way? But now that I'm building more resilience and feeling more confident, it doesn't even cross my mind. I don't care why they're doing it a certain way. You know, that's just an interest that they're talking about. They're choosing to talk about it in the way they're talking about it. And if you want to listen to it, you can or you can't. You know, they're just being entertaining. And it doesn't mean anything to me. But if you struggle with low self-esteem, hearing certain things that they say might really bother you, or it might make you angry, or it might make you want to seek revenge, or, you know, it might really just throw your whole day off. And I think that a lot of that can really come from a trigger and low self-esteem. But remember, it's that helplessness. I think that's what it's rooted in, is our brain not activating a certain thing saying, you can handle this stressor. I think that's where it's coming from. And this affects everything. This affects so much stuff. And particularly if you're feeling low self-esteem, so much would bother you, like getting a bad grade on a test and then feeling like you're stupid, or you'll never be smart enough to do this or that, right? Whereas if you had confidence, you might think, okay, there was something about this maybe I wasn't understanding. How can I understand it better? And, you know, surely there's an answer here. Whereas if you don't have that, you're not going to be thinking that way, right? And it's just a huge, huge aspect of all of this. And I never noticed it. I never really noticed that this is what the issue was until I read in that book and I got a more blunt answer. That book I've mentioned over and over, the Novel Cure book. You know, I never thought that, you know, feeling like a failure is what it was listed as in the book as the ailment. And then it said to look up feelings of low self-esteem, or look up low self-esteem or something. But see, a therapist isn't going to say this to you. And that's one reason I like doing my podcast the way I do it, because I'm not a therapist. I'm not a doctor. So as a person who's not a therapist and not a doctor, I will say low self-esteem is a big part of all of this, right? They're not going to say that to you, because one, I don't think that they're supposed to say it that way. I think it's like taboo. It's taboo for them to say that, because that would greatly impact a person. If you go to see a therapist or whoever, psychiatrist, and they literally say, like, if I were to ever have had a therapist or psychiatrist say to me, Ben, you struggle with low self-esteem, or your issue is actually low self-esteem, that's what you're really dealing with here, that would have been like a gut punch. That would have been like, I do? Like, I wouldn't have even known what to think about it. You know, but now that I know it, I can actually work on it. Now that I just have an honest answer, it can be like, okay, I can do something with this, right? It's like if I had never been diagnosed with complex PTSD, I would still be wondering what the hell's going on. Like, what's wrong with me? Why does my memory suck? You know, why did I struggle so much in school? You know, blah, 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 blah. Like, if I had never been diagnosed, I'd probably be a crazy person right now, because I would still be trying to figure out what is wrong with me. Like, what is going on? Because my diagnosis was one of the best things that ever happened, because it was an answer, and it was like verification. It was like it was validation. It was like validation. Something happened because this is what you have. You know, it doesn't just pop out of the blue. So I just wanted to share, though, that this confidence is a huge thing. And again, engaging with your interests, your passions, your hobbies, and being happy in those things is a huge confidence builder. So one thing I did today, I actually went to the library and I checked out some magazines. Because if you didn't know, your local library also has magazines that you can check out. And I checked out two that are about coin collecting, because I used to do this when I was a kid. One of my uncles collected coins, and I think he gave me some coin collecting books when I was younger. And I just did it, you know, just for the heck of it. And it's something that you can do, and it's not so much to save the coins for money, because that's kind of how I used to look at it, is, oh, I'm going to get a lot of money out of this when I'm older. That's not why you should do it. And see, that's how I used to look at it. I should look at it as, it's a hobby that I can learn things about coins, and it can just be fun. It can just be a fun hobby that can make me happy. That's how I should look at it. Not, I shouldn't look at it as, oh, I'm going to get $1,000,000, or this will be worth $100,000 someday, or this will be worth $10,000. That is not why I should be looking at it. I should be looking at it as an educational activity I can do. So one of the magazines I checked out says Coins. That's the title of it. June 2023. From Gods to Commoners, Faces on Coins. So who are these faces, right? Changing Nickel Designs. Impact of gold, impact of the gold rush on coinage. And then another one I checked out, again, it's called Coins, is the name of the magazine. Organizing Your Collection, Morgan and Peace Dollars, Old and New, Silver Dollars of 1794. So there's a lot you can learn within the world of collecting coins. A lot. Like, who are the people's faces on the coin? What year were they made? Why is this valuable? You know, why was it hard to get copper, you know, during certain time periods? Probably because there was maybe a war and they needed the copper for whatever, you know, people were collecting it. You know, why is the buffalo nickel or whatever it is valuable? Why is this valuable? What does this mean? Who is this person? Why were they so significant? Their face got put on a coin. And it talks about all different places too. So when it says from gods to commoners, you know, it's Rome, European coins. I mean, they have all kinds of things in here. But again, it's just something to do for fun. And it's something that you can take your time with and you can put value into, like a project. It's a hobby. And if you look at it in the right way, I think it can be a lot of fun. So maybe I'll just start doing it again. Because I'm gonna view it differently, right? But I just wanted to share that. And that's a confidence builder. That's a way to build confidence. It's something that you can do for fun. And it can make you happy. It's something to talk about with people. It's something you can be into and just, you know, look around and build up your collection. So that's just one example of something I'm doing. So I checked out magazines first to educate myself before I start getting into it, because I don't want to just jump into it and then get bored with it. I want to actually build my interest with it. So there you go. But again, confidence is just, it's a very, very huge, huge part of everything, you know, reversing that low self-esteem and not being intimidated by things that you don't understand, and being confident in the things you do understand. And you know, it's a very, very different way of looking at things. So I just wanted to share that. This is the Complex PTSD guy signing off.